May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. Well, I'm going to talk a little bit about Rogation Day, which is tomorrow. That's why the flowers are back there. And then I'll go back to my sermon. Rogation actually comes from the word, in a way, interrogate, meaning ask. And as God's beloved children, we are to go to Him to ask. Springtime is a great time, and I think it's finally here. And from God, and during spring, we can ask for His protection, His help with growing the crops. We can ask for good weather, for the flowers to bloom, for His abundance to show, for His beauty to show. We also ask for God's healing, His protection of our health, our family, our friends, our community, the world, for our homes, for everything we go to God for. We ask God because we have a special relationship with Him. And we know that even in the gospel, it says, Jesus says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, He will give you another advocate to be with you for how long? Forever. Not for a day, not for an hour, not for a week, not only if we're good, but forever, absolutely forever. Our special and unique relationship with God the Father is through and because of Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, and our brother. We know how Jesus, from love, came to earth. We know how He was born, He lived, He loved, He died, but He was resurrected on Easter Day. We also know that while He was on earth with His disciples and the people that were with Him, how He guided them, taught them, counseled them, nourished them, comforted them, healed them, and He also taught them how to pray, and He prayed for His disciples, for everyone. Jesus was always asking and praying to God the Father for His blessings and His protection for His people. And then, of course, we know that Ascension Day happened and Jesus goes back up to heaven. So are we left alone? Are we left abandoned? No. Jesus did not abandon them that day, and He did not abandon us, and He will never abandon us. That's His promise. We know that Pentecost is coming, and that happens 50 days after the day of the resurrection, Easter Day. And Pentecost is when Jesus sent His Holy Spirit in a powerful way. It was God's gift to us, His Holy Spirit, who stays with us, who remains with us, who lives with us and inside of us, always, forever. The Holy Spirit now is the guide, the teacher, the counselor, the comforter, the healer, and the protector. Our relationship with God is unique and is intimate. We're family. We are His children. So as His beloved, we know God's love. We know that we can go to Him. We know that we are not abandoned. We have a relationship with Him. But we do have to work on it a little bit. Let's say if you're watching TV or playing video games, if you pull out the plug and there's no more electricity, do you see the TV anymore or the programs? If you turn off your radio or pull the plug, there's no more electricity. You can't see what's going on. CNN is no longer in our TV. It's the same way with God. We have to plug in to the Holy Spirit through Jesus Christ. We have to do our share of wanting to turn to God and remember to ask, ask, ask. Even though we are sinful, we're not perfect. But if we want a relationship with God, we just can't not pay attention to the Lord. We have to try. And Jesus is always there with open arms. He loves us no matter what. Jesus teaches us, and we know because of the presence of the Holy Spirit in us, that if we love Him and we trust Him enough to follow His commandments, if we recognize and know that our Lord is truth, remember last week in our collect, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. If we know that Jesus Christ is truth, if we know that Jesus Christ is the way, then we are saved. We are to know and recognize the commandments, our Jesus' ways, and then follow them. We are to love Him and worship Him and realize that we are wonderfully made in His image. And we are to know and recognize and accept that we have life through the Lord. And then what comes next? We are to love all others just like Jesus has loved us. Now that's a challenge, but that's what we're to do. That is Jesus' way. Total and unconditional love. That is Jesus' truth, that we know Him and follow His commandments. And God's love is Jesus' life. We are to be Him. We are to be Jesus' presence in the world. Now, getting back to the flowers that are in the back of the church, they're for everyone here. If you need to take a couple, go ahead and do that. If you have someone that's sick in your family or somebody that's not able to be here, please feel free. Pick the flower because the flowers are to represent the miracle of God's life in the world. The beauty and the abundance that God has in our world and gives to our world. They are to represent hope and joy and our new life in Christ our Lord by the power and celebrate the Holy Spirit. So after church, remember, go ahead and pick some of the flowers up. And they can cut more out. There's several back there. But most of all, we are to know that God's love for us is 100% unconditional and forever. And when we recognize that and respond and love Him back, then we are new. We are a new creation in Christ. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, we just ask that You bless each and every one of us, those who aren't here, those who don't want to be here. We just ask that You enliven us and excite us enough in our hearts that we can serve You and show Your Spirit in the world and show Your love, Your mercy, and Your forgiveness in the world so that Your world returns to You. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, and by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.